You're listening to New Hampshire Now, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council and also by New Futures.
This is New Hampshire Now, 1-9-1450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. I appreciate you joining us for the program this hour of the show, brought to you by ARP New Hampshire, as well as the Concord Food Co-op. In this segment of the show, brought to you by Rath Young and Pignatelli, a national impact that's uniquely New Hampshire. For more information, check out rathlaw.com. Rath Young and Pignatelli, proud sponsors of New Hampshire primary interviews here on the New Hampshire Now program. Speaking of that, we welcome to the show right now Democratic presidential candidate and United States Senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker. He was in the Granite State last weekend, well received by crowds, and joins us here on the New Hampshire Now program to discuss his Justice for All tour and also recent endorsement that he received from Senator Morgan here in New Hampshire. Senator Booker, how are you?
I'm doing really well. It's great to be on with you.
Awesome. Appreciate you joining us for the show. Let's start off with just talking about the campaign as a whole, the campaign here in New Hampshire. The crowds have been great. The energy has been great. The anecdotal evidence is that your campaign is doing well, but polling and funding shows you lagging behind some of the field at this point. What are your feelings on the campaign as an upshot?
Well, I'm excited. I mean, the energy we're getting, as you said, the crowd, the energy. Obviously, we have some folks with better name recognition right now, but we are completely confident in the way this is going in the early months of the campaign, and we are building. And we're campaigning, you know, the right way. We're going out directly to voters from town halls to living rooms. I'm going to earn every single vote, and I'm just excited about the opportunity to do that, and the folks are greeting me with such enthusiasm.
You got the first endorsement of any state senator here in the Granite State as well, and Senator Morgan is actually driving down with Jim Demers to see your campaign announcement tomorrow in regards to your Justice for All tour in your hometown of Newark, New Jersey. And this is a really intriguing concept to me because it combines economic justice, social justice. What is the messaging behind this?
Well, I think every American, you know, we all want a fair shot. And we know that if we're not giving, you know, big tax breaks to corporations, but investing in our schools and healthcare, investing in our infrastructure, apprenticeship program, that we could have economic justice, that we could have justice in healthcare. And if we have a criminal justice system that, you know, we're 5% of the globe's population, but we're locking up one out of every four incarcerated people on the planet Earth. Dear God, if we can have a system that empowers people to succeed, that we could really be a nation that thrives again for everyone, not just a fortunate few. So I'm excited. The message is resonating, and really the method is resonating. I'm going to talk tomorrow very openly about love being the most toughest, most durable force there is, and that we can't win this election by fighting on Donald Trump's turf and his terrain, not by showing the worst of who we are. We've got to actually show the best of who we are in this campaign and begin to appeal again to Americans' ideals of grace, that we have to have common sacrifice and be stand for each other and be there for each other, that that's the way things improve in our country. So I'm excited to lay my case out tomorrow in this hometown kickoff, and glad that there's going to be everybody from Granite Staters there, to even my mom flew in from Las Vegas.
That's cool. And I'm interested, you know, in your focus, particularly in regards to economic justice. We've seen, obviously, a lot of attention over the last really number of decades focused on urban communities. And now, in this last election, we are hearing more about difficulties in regards to economics in suburban communities, the Springsteen voters, if you will, folks who have seen their communities change as a result of jobs leaving. What are your plans in regards to bringing economic justice for both the urban, which has been focused upon, and perhaps there needs to be changes there, and the suburban, which has not been focused upon as much?
Yeah, and I would include in that not focusing enough on rural areas.
Right.
And this has to go with a lot of the basics that we stopped investing in, and whether that's public education, and which is always a pathway to career success, but yet we're underfunding our schools. Teachers' pay is too low, and our schools are doing more and trying to do it with less. And that's why, as President of the United States, we're going to fully fund special needs education, fund apprenticeship programs for our young people, because everybody doesn't go to college. But for those who do, we're going to make college affordable again to cut down on that debt. We're also going to make sure that small businesses don't get a fair shake in this country. You know, we turned Newark around by opening up hundreds and hundreds of businesses, entrepreneurs getting access to capital and having a chance to compete. Well, we don't see that in our suburban areas, in our rural areas, who are often denied access to capital. We've got to make sure that we are a country that's about building our economy from the grassroots up, from small businesses to giving people who are working labor, dignity again, making sure that we have jobs that pay a living wage and that people get the skills and the training they need to get jobs in the 21st century.
In conclusion, as you referenced, you're going to talk about love in the speech tomorrow, and you talk about that a lot on the campaign trail, and there is an overtly positive nature to who you are, and it just exudes during your remarks. But, you know, we are a cynical people as a whole, and perhaps more so here in the great state of New Hampshire, maybe not so, more so than New Jersey. But there's that feeling of, oh, yes, I mean, there's positivity and we need to move forward. But there's also that cynicism that Donald Trump was the last individual elected president of the United States. And perhaps things are amiss in our country and there needs to be more anger mixed in with the love. What do you say to that?
Well, I have to say, I think anger is understandable and justified. I'm angry. And, you know, but we come from a country at our best that we do not succeed when we tear each other apart or try to tear each other down. That's Donald Trump's way. We don't emulate the very thing that we're against. We need to take this not to the gutter, but we need to go to higher ground as a country. Look, our best chapters of American history are like that. You had guys like Bull Connor with dogs and hoses. How do we beat him? Well, not by bringing bigger dogs and bigger hoses. We beat him by actually raising the moral imagination of this country. Black folks and white folks from New Hampshire and New Jersey, joining folks in Birmingham to eventually end segregation and take down that bully. And so I believe this is a time we need a revival of civic grace. We need more empathy for each other. And in fact, the only way to beat Donald Trump is not try to beat him on his turf, but to change the game and raise the level of our fight, not by the worst of who we are, but by showing the best of who we are.
As Senator Booker, as always, appreciate joining us for the program. Look forward to seeing you again here soon in the great state of New Hampshire.
Thank you very much. All my best to everyone up there. I'll be up there again soon. Thank you.
Looking forward to it. Cory Booker here on Hampshire Now, 1450 and NHTalkRadio.com. I am Chris Reiner. Appreciate joining us for the program. This hour of New Hampshire Now brought to you by ARP New Hampshire, as well as the Concord Food Co-op. And that segment of the show brought to you by Rath Young and Pignatelli and RathLaw.com. We'll come back with more after this.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council and also by New Futures.